Melissa, what is happening?
Matt, I don't know. What is happening? That is the question. And whenever I ask that question and I get a little shaking of the head, I think, God, I wish we would have a concert at the grandstand at the Great New York State Fair to look forward to, because those moments were always so memorable and amazing.
They really were.
I mean, we saw countless concerts there, and actually we saw concerts of people that we really, not that we didn't care about, but we just went to go have fun.
Right.
Because it was like home base for us.
It was. It really was. We were so comfortable there. You know, the other venue at the State Fair was Chevy Court. That was the free entertainment.
You ran Chevy Court.
I
you were the
so.
King of Chevy Court.
Yes.
You sacrificed a lot for other people at Chevy Court. You really did.
I don't know.
Matt would agree. He doesn't like to toot his own horn, but I'm going to tell you all what he did. Matt would wake up God early and be one of the first people into the State Fair, and he would sit in the very front row all day long. And there was a period of time where at Chevy Court, it would be one act and they would perform two shows, 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And Matt would sit there all day. And he had a couple of other people with him, but he would hold seats for people so they could have a regular day, come down to the fair just in time for the show. Huge sacrifice. Did it for, I was able to, I don't want to say take advantage of that, but there were a number of concerts that we went to and I was able to sit as close as I was, Bruno Mars, for example, because Matt had held seats all day. My very first concert ever was a free show at Chevy Court, not with Matt. It was called Cole Muffler Court at the time, and it was Ray Charles. So to have that for your first concert, and again, tie him in with Billy Joel.
And that was a great concert. I was there.
It was a great concert.
And if Melissa was with me, she would have been a little closer, but that's okay.
It's all right. That was the whole 11-year-old age gap thing going on there. So
in the free concerts, again, were great.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, don't say, oh, it's free as, you know, some high school marching band. Absolutely not.
Again, Ray Charles, Bruno Mars, Cyndi Lauper.
The Everly Brothers.
The Everly Brothers.
Freaking Everly Brothers.
Boys to
God.
Men, Nelly recently.
Older, established, Neil Sedaka.
Yep.
Older, established people that were fantastic. Rita Coolidge, just so entertaining, so entertaining. The grandstand was aimed more towards either a current act or an older act like a Frank Sinatra, who was there towards the beginning of the grandstand. You know, somebody of that caliber is not going to be a free show.
Well, it's a lot. It was a lot of Journey, REO, Styx, Loverboy, and then, like you said, mixed in with more modern things, Kenny G. My first date.
Oh, my God. You got to always throw that Kenny G.
I love Kenny G.
Oh, my God. Good night.
My first date. I love Kenny G.
Yeah.
But Kenny G, Color Me Bad.
There were a lot of, it was great. I mean, Aerosmith, there were big people at the grandstand. So, Melissa and I went to quite a lot of concerts at both venues. Love the grandstand, though, because you paid for your ticket or you got a ticket somehow and you felt like you were at something important, you know?
You got into the fair for free. You could spend the day at the fair for free with
you
your concert ticket.
That's right. If you
They've now imploded it, just to let you all know. They blew it up. It was a very sad moment.
Yeah,
they
blew it up as I was having lung cancer surgery. I was watching it from my hospital bed. I mean, it's bad enough you're going through something major in your body, and now you're watching something that was such a big part of your life from 1974 to 2016, and it's like, oh, shit.
It was so fast. They literally put the dynamite in, they lit it on one side, and bam, there it was. I mean, it was just, it was heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. But that is not what this podcast is about, actually. I mean, it's something about, that's something sort of near the heart, but You know what? We say this every week that we're not going to get through it, but I'm going to tell you something, guys. If we get through this one, we're going to get through anything. Anything. So anyway, the year is 2000. It is September 1st. We're headed towards Labor Day. We love that time of year.
I was starting my senior year at Lemoyne.
You were. Oh, good yep. times. Yep. Such good times. And there was a band that was out at the time called Live.
Oh, Throwing and Copper.
Throwing Copper. That album I still play.
Yep.
It's definitely one of my favorites. Of that era, along with the Strokes. I can't talk about them because Melissa hates the Strokes.
I do not hate the Strokes. That was another false thing with that idiot I dated.
Yeah, we're gonna, that might be a podcast, how I was
the idiot out. I dated or the Strokes.
I was reamed out about the Strokes. Yes, I mean, it was a very serious conversation. Yes. But that's not what this is about. This is about Melissa and I got two tickets to see Live at the New York State Grandstand. And we were on the floor. I distinctly remember, if I was to guess, I would say we were in the seventh row.
We always had great seats there, too. Yeah, we were very fortunate. We had
really great seats. I just remember feeling so comfortable. And we saw people we knew there, and It was awesome. And we're like, all right, yeah, you know. The opening act was female at the time. Now, if you guys remember, the 90s were dominated by a lot of the female singers, most of which were Lilith, Fair Oriented.
Which we don't, artists we don't hear about anymore.
Right, right. Although they are putting their stuff on vinyl now. I'm going to get Melissa some. Anyway.
I don't want her album on vinyl. I don't want it. I don't want it in this house. It will decrease the value of my home. I don't want it.
For some bizarre reason, this rock band, and they were not heavy. They were not pop. They were just a straight up rock band. This rock band's opening act was this woman, Joan Osborne. Now, those of you probably remember Joan Osborne because she did have a big hit. What if God was one of us? What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us.
She's offending God and humanity. She's calling us all slobs. Why? Why did anybody like her?
Song was big, though. It was a really huge hit. So she is the opening act for this band Live. You know, she comes on the stage. Now, you know, at this point, it's, you know, they always wait for the concerts to begin where it's getting dark. And it, by September 1st, it's like 7:30 when it gets dark. So she comes on. She's got her guitar. So it's somewhat of an acoustic show. She may have at some point had a few people in the background, but she is now on stage. And I think, if I recall properly, Melissa, she was kind of going on and on and on. I think that's where the comment came from.
She was like on some political rant, I think.
Yeah, she was.
Or environmental, one of the two.
Yeah, environmental or something. And, you know, those opening acts for the grandstand are usually, I would say, 45 minutes at most.
Mm-hmm.
Because you figure they get on at 7:30, they get off quarter after 8, 8:30 tops if they stretch over. And, you know, the main act usually goes on at 9. So she was pushing the envelope. And it was an extremely quiet audience. It's not like sometimes you hear people are getting up, getting beer, getting up. That wasn't it. It was like you could hear a pin drop.
Yep.
It was very silent.
You're at a concert. Outdoors at a state fair. You would think you'd hear background noise. Nothing. Right.
So here's this woman. She has this curly, really curly blonde hair. you know, she's not what you would call any kind of sex symbol. She is more of one of those. She wants to be Joan Baez, but it's not going to happen.
It's not working for her.
She's up there strumming her guitar, talking about God and the earth and the dirt and
how slobs we are
talking about. And all of a sudden, Melissa and I were paying attention to the show. And we hear this guy, I would say he was maybe 8 rows behind us or closer. And in this dead silence, we hear, "Show us your tits!" Oh, my God. I'm like, what? Melissa's literally, I mean, I think it's just, she's on the ground.
I was on the ground many times at the grandstand.
So now I'm turning around trying to find a guy because I don't know whether to thank him for making us laugh so hard or to make him aware that he has got a one-way ticket to hell. Okay? He's asking this woman to lift her shirt. She's talking about God. Okay? God. Show us your tits. What? I'm like, what? You know, and there are female singers that, you know, provoke that. There's been a lot of that through the years. You know, a lot of the CBGB bands.
I'm not going to talk about the recent one, relatively recent one. I don't know if you saw the YouTube clip. I'm not going to get into it, but there's a pretty atrocious thing that a woman did on stage.
No, you know, the recent ones are so terrible.
Terrible.
I'm talking about simple, you know. Somebody.
Well, show us your tits compared to recent stuff is nothing.
Right.
But yelling it out is a little.
In 2000, during a dead silent, you could hear a pin drop performance with some woman up there singing, strumming her guitar acoustically, and all of a sudden you hear this guy, "Show us your tits!" And I'm like, what?
What is happening? Laughing,
but I'm more curious to like, what? Like, why? I mean, are you trying to get her off the stage? I mean, I was really inquisitive on what was happening. And then, you know, I've lived here my whole life. And I'm like, do I know this person? You know,
especially at that venue. There's a strong possibility you may have because of where we were.
Oh, God. Yeah. She made a comment back. And it was something like, you know, not going to do that now or something. It was something. I mean, I was like,
the fact that she reacted to him. At another time, we'll have to talk about the concert where another artist reacted and yelled at security. And that was actually a Chevy Court concert.
Because, yes. I
remember that one. That she put her hand on my shoulder and I just about died because it was who she was and I was just beside myself. But yeah, just another interacting with the crowd and the fact that she acknowledged it calmly.
Calmly.
I mean, I wasn't calm. I was on the ground.
So now here's the issue. So now this happened. It happened. She reacted and now she continues singing and everything's fine, except there was a problem. Melissa and I are still laughing.
And she's acoustic, remember? She's acoustically playing. It's not a loud concert. And we can't stop.
Laughing. You know how you're laughing and you just can't. And you're like doing anything you can. You're squeezing yourself. You're like hurt, pinching yourself, doing anything to make yourself stop laughing.
And you can't.
Yeah, because the guy sounded like he really should have been in some bar someplace.
Yes, that's exactly. At a bar somewhere late at night, hanging out all alone.
And you're telling Joan Osborne to show us her tits.
I'm not going to do that now. What? Oh my God.
Oh God, and I'm praying, please, please live, come on stage, please.
Someone rescue this whole thing and take it away. Just take it all away. Oh God.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I could still hear him. I can still hear it.
I can hear him. I can hear the tone of his voice. I can hear the whole thing. I mean, for like 1 second, you're sort of mortified.
Like your eyes are big and you're thinking in your head, what is happening? And then all of a sudden it hits you like, oh my God, that really happened. Oh my God. We were just witness to this moment that she could potentially talk about on an MTV interview. Be like, I was playing in Syracuse, New York. Oh, good. Just what Syracuse needs is one more mark of idiocy on national TV with an artist, and something odd happens here. It snowed in August when Whitney Houston played the grandstand. I mean, these are things that happen here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. You really just, this was a special moment in time.
Special moment in time. Luckily, though, live did come on stage after Joan. And that was a phenomenal show.
They are so good.
For the life of me, I don't know why they... Well, I know the lead singer has done a couple solo albums, but I guess it's one of those situations where they have their time. If they put out an album next week, I would buy it. I wouldn't even have to hear it. I would buy it just because I think they're awesome.
You know what? I think their name confused people too, because it was live, and then they'd be like, well, what's live? No, the band.
Right.
And they
the band live. Yeah. It's like, it's like a who's on first thing.
Yes, exactly. I think that recently Toad the Wet Sprocket, another band that I beyond adore, and it's kind of like a cult band. People that know them know them. A lot of people know their song Walk on the Ocean, but they don't really realize how deep their catalog goes. I think live is very similar to that. And yes, in that later 90s, early 2000s, like you were saying, Matt, you had your predominant female artist, Sarah McLachlan, Music to Kill Yourself By, and all of these other artists that had a lot of like one-hit wonders. Sophie B. Hawkins, she needed a lover, and she was very upset about it.
Damn. I wish I were your lover. Shucks.
I don't understand. Yeah. And yeah, our girlfriend, Lisa Loeb, and Natalie Imbruglia, who can forget them?
Lisa Loeb, it always comes back to Lisa Loeb. You say, you know, nothing. Always comes back to Lisa Loeb.
She should say nothing. She should have never said anything. Ever. Never. Shouldn't have happened. But at the time, you also have these, I feel like you have, at that time, the strong females. You have your grunge rock bands, not in the same vein. I mean, you're talking in an era of Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, Bush, System of a Down, Jane's Addiction. You have
Temple
those types
of Dog.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. So you have that section, which was grunge slash rock, because they really were rock shows when you went to see them live. It was a rock show. And then you have the other side, another genre of music at the time that I adore, and it shocks people how much I do, is gangsta rap at that time, and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Tupac and Biggie and Puffy and all of those that were out. And then you had pairings that were kind of odd for concerts. Did you think now, like currently this summer, we're going to have Styx, REO Speedwagon, and Loverboy? They kind of fit. You're going to pull an audience that would go to those as solo acts without an opening act. And then you always wonder, right, well, who's going to be the opener with that great lineup? Joan Osborne and Live, it didn't fit. I don't know. Do you think that guy was a Live fan, or was he going for that point purpose of seeing Joan Osborne's tits? Why do you think he was there?
I think he was there for Live, my guess.
Okay.
And I think he was getting frustrated because, again, Live is a rock band. Alone love you. I think he was looking to rock out a little bit, and she's strumming along, talking about the planet. And, you know, earth and dirt and just natural.
I don't think she wore deodorant. She would be one of the types.
Oh, yeah. She looked like one of those.
Earthy people. She was earthy.
Yeah. No razors in her house. There's no.
No, we know that for a fact.
No. Yeah. No. No, but again, she was in that era of the 90s where they did not put vinyl kind of stopped. I mean, now vinyl is the absolute thing. It is busted all over.
Yep.
But a lot of those albums didn't come out. And what they're doing is they're going backward and saying,
oh,
hey,
thank goodness they are, because we just, oh, what would we do without some of those artists on vinyl? I don't think we could live anymore.
Oh, I am absolutely getting that. And I'm getting it for you.
So. I really don't want that in my house.
Yeah.
I don't want it in my house. If Lisa Loeb or Natalie Imbruglia show up in my house, throw Lisa in some Loeb, Sean whoa. Mullins. I don't want the Sean Mullins in my house.
Oh, Sean Mullins.
I don't want the crash test dummies in my house.
Yeah.
Talking about vomiting on other people. Yeah. What are we doing? What are we doing? I don't know.
So, to sum it up, today's podcast was about going to a concert, having
breast
a good
cancer
time,
awareness.
Yeah, and just you never know who is going to ask who what kind of question. So
loudly for everyone to hear.
Oh my God.
Celebrity or not, God only knows what you could be presented with.
Oh. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's, you know, sort of. Would this be controversial because we said the word tits quite a bit? Or?
I don't know. I just hope none of my students are listening.
Well, you know what? You got it. This is, I mean, this really is. It's a podcast. It's an adult thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it is.
If they it's on their parents.
I guess. Yeah. And you know what? I did label it as not clean content. So,
right.
You know, it's not like I'm going to be a human here, not a second.
I mean, we
teacher,
do,
so
you
right.
know, you and I have not, we're not, we haven't thrown an F-bomb. We haven't done any of this.
No,
stuff.
And we won't. We're not the type that will.
We haven't been raunchy. I mean, this might be construed as raunchy, but all we're doing is quoting something
quoting.
That happened.
Right.
The point of it was not the actual sentence, but the fact that we could not stop laughing.
Couldn't stop.
And that's what this podcast is about. We want to bring joy and make people laugh. And I think we're doing it.
If for nothing else, we're making ourselves laugh.
What I want you guys to do, though, I know Melissa's usually the promoter with share and this and that and like and blah, blah. But if by chance you were at this concert, can you please, please put it in a comment? Because I would love to know if anybody else witnessed this.
It would be great to know. That would be wonderful to know. And I mean, in any of the things that we are talking about, the public situations, if you were there and know exactly what we're talking about and you're driving in your car going, oh my God. God, yes, please let us know.
Right. Well, Melissa, I think that's it.
I think my stomach can't take any more.
I can't, you know, I have my right hand against my stomach. Yeah.
Are you eating saltines?
Oh, no. No, I had some very early this morning. Okay. I can't eat during this because I just don't know what's going to happen. And I don't want to start choking. So.
Oh, yeah, that would not be good because I'm not good in pressure situations and I'm around the corner. So if you were choking, I don't know if I'd have, I mean, I'd run, but that's not a pretty
good thing. Oh, yeah, but then I end up on the floor and then I put you in traction for
okay,
3 days.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, there's a story. Oh, boy. Not ready for that. You're going to have to wait months for that one. Yeah.
All right, everybody, please make sure you like, share, tell people about our little podcast here. Search with quotation marks, what is happening with a question mark. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on Anchor. Check us out on Facebook, on our group page, interact with one another. And as always, we love to hear that you listened, your thoughts and feedback as well.
Excellent. And don't forget those comments if you were at the concert. Even if you weren't. Comments. We love comments.
That's right.
You
know, we do.
You guys are funny. You guys are idiots. You guys are whatever. Whatever you feel, tell us. We've been definitely called idiots before. Yeah, so that
quite a lot by family, even. Really.
Family especially. Yeah. So.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.